Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
When you write XO, what does it mean, Raven?
Well, I don't write it all the time, but it means XO would mean kiss, hug. Kiss, hug.
Kiss, hug. Kiss, but we hug. Say hugs and kisses.
Do we?
Yeah.
I don't walk around and randomly say that all the time, but I get what you're saying.
It's Anna and Raven. I often write XO when I'm signing something, and this all comes up because yesterday, me and my 10-year-old daughter, Hayden, were going to buy Valentine's.
Sure, got to fill them out for the entire class.
Yeah, all of it. We went to go do that run, and she asked me, she goes, "We say hugs and kisses," and I go, "Yes."
Okay,
And she's like, "But then why do we write XO? Shouldn't it be OX? Because the X is the kiss, right?"
Right, right.
And I was like, what?
Side note, do you write them all the same size, or do you do big hugs and big kisses and all that stuff too? Big X's versus
capital,
little ones,
yeah,
too?
Capital X, capital O.
Okay.
Always. Capital X, capital O.
But if they're
O.
all capitals, then you're kissing with the same enthusiasm as you're hugging
right.
the whole time.
Right.
I like to do a variance. Small X's, big X's. Small O's, big O's.
Oh, that would aggravate me, the ADD.
Now I'm holding on to you for 20 minutes.
So I was trying to figure it out, because I'm like, she kind of has a point. Like, I always assume that the X means kiss, and
right.
that the O means hug.
Of course.
But I didn't actually know why, so I thought I would do a little research, and it's fascinating.
What do you got?
This goes back, X's and O's, goes back to medieval times.
Oh, Prima Nocta? That
yeah.
seems odd.
So what they did in medieval times is they started using the X, and that was the symbol for kiss. And a lot of reasons people say, the overall consensus, is that it was the symbol of a way a person's mouth puckers when they kiss, or when two people kissing looking from above. Which is very advanced for medieval times, I guess, if you think about it.
It does seem very forward-thinking. You know what else was big in medieval times?
What?
Bronze. The plague.
Okay. Yeah.
Gout.
Eating with your hands.
Yes,
yeah.
That's true.
Now I just think about medieval times where they go and they joust.
No manicures.
No.
No manicures.
So I was like, well, how did they get the O? This is even the crazier part.
Okay.
One of the oldest games in history is tic-tac-toe, and they use X's and O's.
Okay, but what does that have to do with a hug?
I don't know.
So it's just that X's and O's were readily acceptable as
yes.
the only binary notations we
right.
had of the day.
I mean, this is all the research I found online, so who knows for sure.
Right, but when you say it all together in quick succession, it sounds like you're going to make a point. It's just, you didn't. But that's okay.
But that's what they said. To think about the fact that we say X's and O's, which means hugs and kisses, which in reality should mean kisses and hugs because it's backwards. And the whole reason why I came from that is because tic-tac-toe in medieval times... What?
Mind blown. Hundreds
I mean,
of years later.
Isn't that crazy?
It is crazy.
But
it's as crazy as watching one of those shows where a guy finds the old Anglo-Saxon gold with his metal detector.
Okay, that too. But here's what I think we should start using instead. SWAK. During World War I, soldiers and sailors used that as their love language because it means sealed with a kiss. And I like that. SWAK.
But then you have to mail an actual letter nowadays. Nobody does that.
Yeah, so but you can text SWAK, S-W-A-K.
You're not sealing it. You're sending it.
Oh. Well, sending it with the kiss
Talk
still
to your
means
other
the same thing.
Medieval interpreters and see what else you can come up with.
All right. Well, now you've learned something.
Thank you.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Did you know that over 80% of companies in America, each generating more than $100 million in revenue, don't show up on public stock exchanges? They're private and are largely not an option for 401k investors. But now there's a chance for everyday American savers to opt in for access through the 401k plan if they choose to. Regardless of how you're building for the future, you deserve the same opportunities because you've earned the right to more. Learn more by visiting retiresafer.org. Paid for by the Council for a Safe and Secure Retirement.